Firefighters are currently battling a 262-square-mile wildfire near the town of Republic, Washington. And to fight it, they're going to ignite a backburn to slow the advance of the flames. That's led to a mandatory evacuation order to nearby rural communities. So many fires are burning in Washington state that managers have summoned 200 U.S. troops. It's the first such use of active-duty soldiers in 9 years. And fires are raging to our north in British Columbia, too. Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun. He told me nearly 1,200 square miles have burned already in B.C., and dozens of homes have been destroyed. But there could be some good news ahead.
I see the weather warning today, or the weather forecast today, Ross, is for wetter and cooler weather coming up, so perhaps the season has peaked. We kind of hope it has. It's not the worst season we've ever had, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah, the Okanagan Complex fires are now the largest in Washington state history. How close is British Columbia to a record season?
We're still a ways short of a record season. The 2003 season here is still the one that everybody remembers because so many homes were burned. We've had 30 homes burned this year, which is not a small amount, but it hasn't been as bad. There have been smoke problems, but most of the fires have been wilderness fires, not huge impact on communities except for the air quality issue.
Fires do not recognize the U.S.-Canadian border. What impact are the fires here in Washington state, some of which are very close to that border, having on British Columbia?
Yeah, there's about 150 Canadian firefighters, British Columbia firefighters, actually in Washington state trying to contain the that complex of fires just across the border in your Okanagan region. So they're there. I've got helicopters there, firefighters and other resources, and they've been part of the effort to contain it. It's just a couple of miles from the Canadian border. So that's the main impact. And the other one, of course, as we said, is air quality. Although, again, just to give you a sense of the air quality issue, now in Victoria here in the BC capital, earlier this week you could see smoke when you looked across at the Olympic Peninsula and at Port Angeles. You could see the smoke. City of Vancouver was under an air quality warning. That's been lifted, but mainly because the winds have shifted. The city of Calgary in Alberta on the other side of the Rockies, so think sort of due north of Kalispell, Montana, Calgary has been under an air quality warning for 3 days, and I see the city air quality manager saying yesterday that it was worse than Beijing for smoke. So that's smoke drifting all the way from Washington state through British Columbia and from our fires as well, and then into the province of Alberta.
Is dealing with the Washington state fires putting a strain on British Columbia resources when it comes to fighting fires?
Well, in this sense, Ross, that, you know, it's so bad in western North America that we've not been able to call on each other's resources to the degree that we have in the past. I know that you're getting people from down under, from Australia, New Zealand. We've had to do the same. Eastern Canadian provinces have loaned us some firefighters, but in the past, the Pacific Northwest Consortium has been able to share resources around to a greater degree. And our firefighters are busy. There's 190 fires burning in British Columbia, too, so it's not like we've got huge resources to spare, but obviously on this one, the two countries are cooperating very closely.
You mentioned some good weather news for fighting those wildfires in British Columbia. Is anybody ready to say the wildfire season might be ending in B.C.?
They're still paying the bills. Our crews are still on alert. Pretty much everybody in British Columbia that knows how to fight a forest fire is doing that. And I don't think we'll be saying it's over until after Canadian Thanksgiving in October.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and the dry forecast for this fall bodes ill for these wildfires.